This is Bob Rudella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Well, it's been better than 6 months, and the Oshkosh-Oregon-Jackson Bridge is finally open again. Testing of a replacement gear went well, and officials decided to open the bridge late yesterday afternoon. The Oshkosh Corporation is getting larger again. Oshkosh plans to acquire an Italian manufacturing equipment company. The company makes things like aerial work platforms, mini dumpers, and lift trucks. The new company will be part of the Oshkosh Access Equipment segment. The Oshkosh School District is meeting expectations, according to a new report from the State Department of Public Instruction. Some schools are doing better than others, though. Oshkosh West, Oshkosh North, Tipler, and Carl Traeger all scored very high, while Merrill Elementary and Middle, South Park Middle, and Webster Stanley are meeting few expectations in the report. Former Oshkosh School Superintendent Vicki Cartwright remains on the job despite being fired Monday by a Florida school board. Her contract calls for 60 days of employment after her termination. She could actually be rehired by a newly elected school board sometime in the next couple of months. Page 2, congrats to Thunderbird Bakery. After years of selling at other stores and farmers markets, they're opening two locations of their own. The former Planet Perk space in the Beach Building is one, the other location at Knapp and 6th Avenue. Custom Baker Sweet Jewels is taking over the Hot Dog Charlie site in downtown Oshkosh. The City Plan Commission this week has given the go-ahead to a new $78 million hospital on the former Morgendorf property. The Plan Commission has approved a general development plan and will review future details as they become available from both Fratert and Theda Clark. A big, big thanks to Feeding America. They donated and distributed 300 turkeys this week through the Oshkosh Community Pantry just in time for Thanksgiving. And it's back again, coming up on Thursday of next week, the 15th annual Festival Foods Turkey Trot. The annual fun run raises money for the Oshkosh YMCA, along with the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club. Turning to sports, the Packers are back in action tonight. They take on the Tennessee Titans. Go, Pack, go. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.